The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Even as we wait another minute or so to begin, it's a really good time to explore how we can be a human being with thoughts and be engaged in whatever we're engaged in, and maintaining this global sense. There is a body, this whole body awareness. So we're basically cultivating a capacity to keep the experience of the whole body in mind, even as we do all the things that we need to do in our life. This is what we mean by embodiment. So we'll begin with the three refuge chant that we've been singing slowly. Feel free to join in. And remember, if you're relatively new to all of this, this chant we do in the Pali language, it's just a way of remembering that we value Buddha, which means this wakefulness, this capacity to be awake. And we value Dhamma, the way it is, what's showing up, what's unfolding, the wildness of our experience. And we value Sangha, this possibility of my engagement, my thoughts, words, actions, arising out of this intimacy of Buddha knowing Dhamma. So let's do the chant, and then we'll have a guided sit for about 30 minutes. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Making any last adjustments? And remembering to recognize there is this body, in the most simple, receptive, straightforward way. There is this body. There is this sitting and breathing body here, here and now, just as it is. And sense how simple and almost effortless it is to keep this experience of the body and mind. It doesn't take an intense muscular effort, does it? It's really the effort to be sincerely interested. There is this body, this sitting, breathing, sensing body here. And at the beginning of our sit this evening, taking the time to get clear about this receptive quality of mindfulness. So not so much about doing or focusing as it is about remembering, receiving, remembering to recognize what's being received, the sensations of the sitting, breathing body are already here, in a sense, being known. The heart is naturally and unavoidably sensitive to the physicality of the body. And with this receptive awareness of the body, the sitting body, we're also undoing this habit of thinking that I have to look at or focus on particular sensations in the body, and often that means the painful places in the body. So let's instead cultivate this more general and inclusive whole body awareness. So we're remembering to be sensitive to all the ordinary sensations that are here and now, like the touches of the clothes against our skin, everything is in a way equally welcomed, the neutral sensations, the unpleasant and the pleasant. Just that sense that they all belong here and now in this experience of knowing the body, mindfulness of the body. It's this sustained interest that begins to build the energy, the momentum of mindfulness. It can become a very powerful force. And to build mindfulness, or to build the momentum of mindfulness, we do our best to sustain this receptive present moment awareness of the whole body. And remember, you can use the breath, breathing in, sensing the whole body just as it is. Feeling the breath going out, remembering to be aware of the whole body just as it is. And in this way, we can build the momentum one half breath at a time. That's doable, to sustain whole body awareness for one half breath. That's possible. And then for the next out breath or in breath, that again is possible. And we remember we're not responsible for fixing anything in the body, or evaluating or judging. Breathing in, experiencing, opening, receiving the whole body. Breathing out, receiving the sensations of the whole body sitting. So we'll take some silence now and just experiment in a very forgiving way. Experiment with building the momentum by cultivating a continuity, one half breath at a time. So remember to trust this receptive capacity of our heart, the heart's capacity to receive, to know, to recognize it's like this. As you breathe in, recognizing that the body, the whole body, is like this. And then the same with each exhalation. From the beginning of the in-breath to the end, from the beginning of any out-breath to the end. So we're noticing the effect of this sustained interest, this receptive, sustained interest in the whole body as we breathe in, as we breathe out. And one of the effects is a increased capacity to see clearly with more breadth, more depth, more clarity, more sensitivity, which makes it easier to sustain interest, which allows for a greater clarity and comprehension, which builds the sustained interest and on, a really beautiful, powerful feedback system between the sustained interest and the clear seeing. And as this energy of samadhi builds, the good experience, the pleasure of the samadhi itself creates the capacity to be with whatever pain, whatever sensations are coming and going. And remembering that the sustained interest, it really isn't tight at all. It's relaxed and receptive, allowing the body and the sensations of the breath simply to show up and be known. So we're keeping it simple. Can the mind keep the body in mind? Keep remembering there is a body here and now. Breathing in, sensitive to the body just as it is. Breathing out, sensitive to the body just as it is. And for the last few minutes, experimenting with periods of time where there's no wavering, no gaps in the continuity of mindful awareness of the body. Aware the body in and of itself. There is this body, this flow or movement of sensation here and now. And appreciating both the breadth and the depth and the continuity of awareness here. Notice the calming and healing effect that arises with some continuity. And you might even notice how when there is some continuity of awareness with the body, quite naturally the mind experiences more space or freedom with whatever is coming and going in our experience. There's a natural arising of equanimity, dispassion, allowing things to come and go. Less sticky. Less reactivity. So notice if you can feel, sense any of these fruits from the continuity of wisdom and awareness.